The following programming is sponsored by Synergy Pharmacy. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley. I'm sorry, Joe.
Delaware.
Through that one. Welcome to the Pro Hour with Molly Vitarello. There's a ghost in the machine here. We've got a special broadcast of the Pro to Pro Hour, correct?
This is going to be one of my favorites. Okay. I mean, if not, I would say this is my favorite because my favorite people are sitting in the room.
And I'm just honored. Normally, when it's just Marla and I and we're doing a show together, she never says that.
So no,
I'm going to
really
count
know.
Myself in there.
Absolutely.
You're always
so in there. We do have a really cool show. We have Nicole Brunetti, who's no stranger to the broadcast.
Normally,
just so you know, our producer TJ has to be on, you know, got to be on high alert because Nicole's always cursing on air. And it's a tough
yeah, thing. Get the red button ready. There's finally somebody worse than me. TJ.
The FCC is having a field day with us. But because TJ has so much money, I think it's lunch money to TJ. It's like a quarter million. Mm-hmm. He pays the fine. So,
but make sure you all say your favorite curse word before you go talk.
He's just kidding. Trust me on that.
I know. I'll be.
That's great.
I'll be well behaved tonight.
Sounds good. So in the house we have. Well, I'm going to go with Roger Burke first. Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And the star of our show today is Antonia Brunetti. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. And Marla, I can see why this is a special show today.
Yeah, I mean, you always used to refer to me as the star of the show, but I will definitely step down to put Antonia in that place.
You're lagging way behind.
I can't sing like she sings.
Stop it.
So let's be for real. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
Thanks
here.
For having us.
And Roger, so... We also, I mean, I know that you introduced him.
We introduced
right?
Roger.
We have to tell the world. He's like military dude.
He will mess
you up. He will
Marine
bend
Corps.
You over like.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you, Roger.
And what's cool about it is normally, and I think you told me this earlier, it's Roger that's going to sing the national anthem for us.
That's right. Yeah, we're flip-flopping things. And then right after he's done singing the anthem, he's going to arm wrestle you.
You know what? I would arm wrestle Roger, but my shoulder's killing me today.
From last week.
Yesterday, Roger, you'd be in a world of crap, but today you're lucked out.
Yes.
You could see his relief right now.
Yeah, he's like, whoo.
So, his shoulder just dropped.
Yeah. Let's talk to Roger for a minute here.
He wasn't panicking because of the national anthem. He was panicking because he saw these guns.
He saw the guns. Yep. He did. So let's ask him a couple questions because he flew all the way in here from at 6 a.m. this morning. Your flight landed, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about you and tell us where you were.
Where are you stationed?
San Diego, California.
You're Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, I'm a mechanic for the Marine Corps.
How long have you been in?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. And how long is your, will you be in for or your life?
Just 4 years.
Oh, 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happens after the 4 years?
I'll probably go back to being a carpenter.
That's really cool.
What kind of carpenter? Are you?
I was a carpenter for 5 years before the Marine Corps.
Okay. Cool beans, man.
Yeah,
where are you from?
Houses.
You know, Jesus was a carpenter, too. Yes, I just want to say that because, carpenters are amazing.
Where are you from? Philly? Around Philly?
In Jersey. Right by her.
Okay.
Washington Township.
Oh, so a little South Philly.
Yeah, a little South
Philly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
South
about.
Philly Roger 2.0. was on deployment. He just got back from deployment.
This morning?
Yeah, we can't say,
I won't say where. I'm just saying he was away for the last
months.
Yes. It's like secret
mission
stuff.
Are we releasing national security stuff right now?
No, I wouldn't say where. Just say that he just came back. They haven't seen each other for 8 months. So, and they came here first, pretty much. They saw his parents.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for
having us.
We're excited to rejoin you guys after some time. I mean, I know you keep in touch every day.
No, I mean, I'm assuming the first thing you guys said is, hey, listen, haven't seen you in 8 months. Let's go see Joe and Marla.
Right? Let's get on the radio together because that's more fun than going to breakfast and hugging each other. All right. So tell us what that is like when you are stationed. We won't say where, but tell us what that life is like on a day-to-day basis.
Like deployed?
Yeah.
You just like work 24/7.
What kind of work? Like, what is it being a mechanic, or is it training too, or what's your mix of your day? Like, when you wake up in the morning, describe it to us.
Well, it's both. I mean, half the time you live outside, and then some of the time I was living in a room. There's part of it I was in a hotel room.
Okay.
It's all different.
What do you, as a mechanic, what do you, like, what do you work on? What kind of?
Like industrial size generators and HVAC equipment, huge heaters, air conditioners, and refrigerators.
Okay.
Wow. So take note of that. You know, when you guys have HVAC. A house someday,
doing all the work.
Somebody knows how to do everything.
I saw an article. Yeah. I saw an article. I was on my phone here and it came up. And they're saying, no joke, this was like 3 days ago, talking about the next set of millionaires are people who own their own businesses, HVAC, and
plumbing,
and
trades,
trades, absolutely.
Yeah, and people stayed away from trades for a while. Everybody's like, college, which, you know, that's great. But
Well, let me say this. You know, a lot of the things we talk about, and we do a lot of union shows, is the fact that, first of all, a lot, you know, an aptitude, and by the way, it could be, so you have an artist here, and you have a mechanic, you know, college was created a lot of, to follow a professor's, I think they say, path, okay, an academic, but aptitude, you know, a lot of people, their aptitude is in, you know, mechanics or construction or music. I think that I think the top dancer in the, the London Ballet was, they were trying to push her, she was having a difficult time in academic. She went towards her, what she did well. And so in the building trades, I'll tell you right now, a lot of the apprenticeships and all those, they're worth $150,000, $200,000. They're a college education. Sometimes you get an associate's or a bachelor's degree, you know. So in other words, and they call it learn while you earn. So in other words, college, after everybody's got their aptitude now in education. Yeah. Ironically, I did a show yesterday at the school, at the teachers union in Philly, but. So it's cool.
Well, I think the earn as you learn thing is a great concept, because a lot of times when kids go to college, they're in school for 4 years. You can't work, and now you're incurring debt on top of, you know, school loans and et cetera.
Well, we both did college. Like, he went to college, and it was just like, he just works with his hands so well that that's just what he loves.
Antonio, what
college did you go to? What college did you go to?
I went to Roan for a semester, though. A couple months.
Do you think maybe you might return back, or you think you're just going to stick to the carpentry? I'm good. No, that's awesome. And how about you, Antonia?
So I started at Berklee College of Music in Boston.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then transferred just due to, like, finances and, came back home. Went to community for 2 years and then finished up over at Roan with a degree in marketing.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Degree in marketing, too.
It is. Having said that, when you talk about music, and we talked a little bit about, we're going to get into, we heard you sang a national anthem recently at a political event.
Yeah.
Okay.
yes.
And, you know, you're singing. So talk about your background, if you will, Antonia, in music. Okay. Because I got my bass guitar right next to me, next to my guitar, my computer at home. So that's who I am. So you know.
I forgot you were a musician. He was a musician with long hair.
Yes.
Like, you have to see the pictures. He's like a rocker.
I know. I got
to
check him out when you're done.
So we got into writing our own music. We were like 18, 19 years old.
I love it.
And it was in my existence. Now, I got married when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
And I'm still married. So if you can,
that's great, though.
You know, I met her at a gig too. So when she complained about, I'm like, I met you at a gig for crying out. But talk about your roots in music, if you would.
Sure.
And how far they go back.
So I started singing when I was 8. So many different avenues in like the music circuit. So I started doing the national anthem just for Little League football in our town. And then it kind of just grew. Like I did choir for years in school. And then to transfer over into like the live music scene, I did, I started gigging when I was like 15, 16, just as a duo, and then got picked up to do a wedding public band, cover band for about 6 years. And then about a year and a half ago, I just got picked up to do like all wedding corporate stuff with an awesome band called Carnival.
Okay. So I listened to some of your stuff.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
But I'm going to.
We're going to get her to sing.
Well. And
I can't. We're getting her to sing.
Talk about. Yeah. First of all, the courage you have that you have singing the national anthem alone.
Thank you.
And we all know did anybody see the baseball All-Star game this year?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see the home run derby the night before with
yes.
the that national anthem?
Yes.
There is nothing more frightening than watching somebody sing the national anthem who can't get through it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Who was that? I remember seeing a country
music star. She
she didn't do well.
Well, she
that's an understatement.
Well, she yeah. said she was drunk. I mean,
oh,
but
really?
I don't know. It might have just been an excuse. I have no idea. But yeah, it was pretty.
How do you get drunk when you're about to sing?
I felt bad for her, though.
Watching nerves or
look at Fergie's.
It's probably one of the worst.
You didn't
of
see
all
Fergie's
time.
Years
no.
ago?
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah,
it was bad.
And she's like been off the map ever since, which is a shame. Oh. But yeah,
I guess people, you know, it's such a big thing, and you try to relax and maybe have a drink or two, but you know, your nerves are pumping.
There's a point to this, okay. People who are listening to this, okay, should know a couple things. There is no more pressure on anybody than when you're singing the national anthem.
Oh, for sure.
Or doing somebody's wedding. And I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to throw you through a scenario that was absolutely the most frightening night of my life.
Go for it. Tell me. I want to hear it.
So my brother-in-law gets married. This is 20-some years ago.
Okay.
I met my wife at a gig, right, at a banquet. Okay, and so his brother was there. It was their banquet, whatever, because my band was playing, and we were doing all covers at the time. We started writing our own songs, but hadn't done covers in a long time. My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, asked us to do their wedding. Now, we are not in a wedding circuit. Mm. I don't know a wedding DJ, and I don't know anybody. We're doing this gigs.
Yeah.
So we practiced. We had it down. Our guitar player was a genius, right? So he remembers all the songs. So we're like, you know what? We're going to practice all the songs that they asked for.
Yeah.
3-4 times. We got 3 dates. But we're really going to hit it hard the night before. So here we go. We're at the studio. We're at the studio. Where's Joe Black at? That's our guitar player.
Oh, my God.
Where's he at? Now, the wedding's in the morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Tonight, it was traditional. Tonight is, you know, the wedding party, you know. They're doing everything the night before, right?
For sure.
And so, well, he's an hour late. This has never happened. We call home. Mrs. Black, where's Joey at? He's sick as a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's sick as a dog, and he can't move. You know how, like, if you're in that industry, you can always call somebody and go,
yeah,
you better be on home. We didn't have anybody. So here's what happened.
Oh, my God.
We had already practiced two or three. This is a big wedding. And so we get out there, first thing in the morning, I'll never forget it. We lived in Juniata at the time, so we must have been really young. This was like 35 years ago. And I call my brother in the morning, and I'm like, I'm scared to death. He goes, we can't do it. He sings most of the songs, and he knows them all.
Oh my God. And what happens?
I call my brother, and I said, Bri, we got to call Mrs. We got to call Joey. And there was no cell phones. Call over, and like Mrs. Black, and she goes, he's feeling a lot better.
Oh God!
We did
Thank
that.
God.
So we got there early. We had it was nuts, right? So then we're 5 minutes from going out. The wedding party, everybody's out there, and we forgot we don't have an intro. Like we don't know. Like, you know, like, and I'm doing the MC. Hey, next Mrs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we went in with like 3 minutes left, and we learned tequila.
I love it.
Yo, we crushed that wedding, but there is nothing. So you do two of the hardest things imaginable. Yes. The national anthem. Mm. You can screw any gig up you want, and you know, like, knock, I mean, you
wood.
Can.
Yeah, somebody, I was just gonna say,
knock wood. Right. I know, like, but, and I want to put that in the universe.
I was thinking about not you telling you. But
okay, so here's the thing.
Lucky Roger can handle
with
it.
With the national anthem, I'm not even going to, like, try to even sing it or even remotely come close to it. But you know when it goes, and the rock is right glad.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw you on TV.
Did you hear that? I listened. I know somebody's just calling up saying, what is that girl? I got to have her on my next show because she's going to sing the anthem. But, that tone,
yeah,
everybody F's that up. Everybody except you. I have never heard it the way I hear it when you sing it. Aww. It's just unreal.
Well, isn't it nerve-wracking even on TV when you watch? And I'm incredibly conscious.
Like, I'm nervous for the person. So
I'm going, oh,
I feel the same.
I'm like, oh, somebody hit it.
At the end, you're going like this. You're going, don't do it.
Oh, God.
Don't go up.
Yeah.
Don't play it, sit and hear it. And, you know, that's so.
Yeah. Well, there's
so
ways you can set yourself up, right? Like, so if you start high, you got to finish.
Well, talk
high.
About your first time ever doing it, because that's.
Oh, my God. I remember it, too.
Really?
Yes. So I was 11, 10. Mom.
Mom, you're going to jail for child abuse. You made her do it. Today. I'm joking.
No,
I'm
you know what? Honestly, it.
I think I was 11.
I think you were 11. Okay. Yes. You just turned
so
11.
So, Little League, we're trying.
I still have the video.
So picture it's Little League, and we're trying to get in Little League. Like, it's this, like, big, like, huge deal. Because, like, obviously you don't want to put somebody up there that's, like...
Oh, when they have a million times.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, and, I've been there.
And we're trying. Finally, get in to do it. And, like, it was just all... Like, I remember, like, bits and pieces, because I was so young. So... It was just really cool.
She's
and
in
I
the
was
box.
Really,
I want to see it.
Really, really nervous. And I was up in the box.
Is that on video?
I do.
And
I still have it on this phone.
The guy, like, announced me, and, like, it was, like, the first time I was announced for something. So I was, like, oh, like, stars
that
in my
awesome.
Eyes. And,
you're
what
at
was
that
my
point,
point?
You're not even in junior high school yet. Like, in
I was
school.
In yeah. I was in elementary school.
She was 11.
Oh, my.
True story.
In the box, in a gray jacket and
box.
A purple hat.
Yeah. Right here, Mommy.
Yeah, I remember that.
I still have it on my phone.
When
Isn't
was
that?
That?
Crazy?
October yes. what?
This is October 28th, 2011.
Say, October, there's something about it. Every year, I swear, like, something pivotal happens.
So
with, like, singing for me.
That's
so,
great.
Which is
after
amazing.
That performance,
grateful.
I'm going to say that something hit you. Like, that you loved, like, was it that performance that gave you that drive to want to keep doing it? Because
well, how did that
the anthem you're saying?
The
I'm
anthem.
Sorry.
Well, first of all, how did that performance come to fruition?
This one, right?
Really?
Here. My mother.
Oh, that's gutsy,
for everything.
Man.
That's Chris Kardashian, but a good Chris Kardashian. Is there, no. Listen, Nicole is amazing, an advocate, a mom first.
Oh, yeah.
For her daughter.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing that I admired. Not only is she one of my best friends and family to me, and everyone sitting here is family to me, but she looks out for her daughter and tries, and she does it from her heart, which is different because, and that was just a joke with Chris Kardashian, because, you know, she looks out for her pocket.
Well,
you
would
never I wish I had her money.
No, but you would never exploit her for any opportunity.
Oh, God, no.
It's about being a
mom obviously. Yes. Let me ask, I'm going to throw a scenario. I want to know exactly what you thought before you went up there, because you're like, I'm sure there's people out there, and was it nerve wracking?
Of
were
course,
were you excited to do it?
Of course, excited, nervous, and it's so crazy because I was singing for a lot of the same events for years after that, like called from the township to do Veterans Day, Memorial Day, what Flag Day, whatever it was, and.
Oh, you've already been singing. Okay.
I'm like, okay.
No,
like,
no,
no,
no
I'm
no,
saying
after.
After.
Oh,
after. So,
that was like the
so
the
no,
kickoff.
Not
about your first time.
I,
what
yes.
You felt.
So I so nervous, of course, because
One
don't want to mess it up, because you hear those horror stories how many times, right?
Yeah.
Two, it's my first time I'm singing here, so I have to prove myself, because I'm so young, and I'm so young. So, like, as an 11-year-old kid, like, you don't really grasp that. Like, you're just, like, starry-eyed and want to sing for everything, and it's amazing. But
awesome.
The nerves are still there. I'm just – so my mom taught me that why you sing this. you don't change it too much from the original. You make it your own a little bit, because then you get people who go up there and are like riffing all over the place. Yeah, and they go for that and they can't do it. Right. And
or it's keep unrecognizable. It to the, right. Like when they're singing it, you're like.
Huh. Right. Keep it close to the original and know what you're singing for. And that's our military.
Well, how ironic is that now you and Roger have been together for quite a number of years.
Almost 2 years.
None of that.
Right. And they're so cute. Just so you guys know, I mean, they are holding hands, and I love this. I mean, they haven't seen each other in 8 months. No, I ain't holding your hand. Get out of here. I see you every day. But the point that I'm making is how ironic that you were then called in for, you know, veteran stuff and all, you know, military-related.
I love what you just said, though, because there are so many. So I'll get emotional. For example, if there's at the game where they have the kids singing it, and I'm like, it's such a beautiful thing,
right?
You know, because that's why we're here, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
And, you know, so it's.
We're gonna have a little spit it of it. Is it spit it?
We
or
are
sample.
We do have change.
We're gonna have her sing it.
We are gonna do that. But I want to ask her mother real quick. When you talk about being supportive, you attend some of the events that she sings at, right?
Every event I can. I mean, as
all
as long
events
as I,
for. Oh,
that's
my
awesome.
God! Like how long? Oh, 16 years.
I have a hypothetical situation. Yes. Imagine your son is playing baseball. Mm-hmm. Bases are loaded. Okay.
Oh, here we go. I can feel it coming.
Hold on.
He's going there.
And he hits a grand slam.
Yeah.
Don't fall into the trap.
And you rolled out of there and then came back and. He runs up. He's like, yo, what'd you think, Ma? And now you're like.
I got coffee for everybody. All right. Let's just say I got coffee for it. He's referring to this. This happened to me with Santino. And it was like the most memorable time of his life. He hit a grand slam. He breaks my stones all the time about it because we laugh. And he hit a grand slam. And all the parents said the game started early. Mm-hmm. I was at the game. I was at all the games. And I never missed anything.
They get coffee for everybody.
Right? I was being nice. Everyone's like, oh, I'll get coffee. And I'm like, oh, how many coffee? Well, I wound up like with 9 coffees. You know how annoying that is to carry back 9 freaking coffees? who wants cream and sugar? I just half and half, a little French vanilla, da, da, da. So I come back and everybody, because it was a team we were trying to beat in the tournament.
Yeah.
Bases were loaded. They started the game early. My son was like batting fourth or fifth it's fourth actually because the bases were loaded. And I pull up to the parking lot and everybody's jumping up and down because Santino was in a hitting slump too. That's the other thing. He wasn't hitting. He was jumping out of the box. He was afraid of the ball. Like it was like this whole thing. So his coaches kept saying when he connects with that ball, he's going to knock it out of the ballpark. And that's exactly what happened. So I come back with everybody's coffee. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, somebody. I'm like, oh, we're scoring. And I'm running up. And the whole bench comes off, runs, and tackles him on the field because he had such a rough time in the batter's box for so long.
By the way, that happens a lot.
It does happen.
It does. Absolutely. And the more advanced they become, the more, you know, slumps they go in. So he was like, Mom, did you see it? I was like,
Yeah.
I felt it. So I was like, you know, I hate to lie to the kid, but I was like, Santino, I was pulling up as it was happening.
Yeah, no.
So
that happened. Yeah.
In his mind,
before.
He knows I was there.
Not that.
But
I like
to flip it and look at that as like a positive, like a fate thing. Like maybe if you were there, it wouldn't have happened.
It may not happen, I'm sure.
Agree.
Sure.
So like,
hold on, don't do that.
Yeah. No, she's right.
It's
everything
true,
happens
though.
For a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I
everything does.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredibly, you know, it's what you just said about why you sing it is it's an awesome thing.
So after the break, we're going to have her sing, right?
We are. And let me just let an idea the show. You're listening to the Pro to Pro Hour with Marta Vittorello. We've got a fantastic broadcast. We're going to do something a little different on this show. We sing the national anthem in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
But it's some cool stuff.
Well, do they know that they're all like going to sing it, and then the listeners
Well, Roger's
going to
sing it.
Roger's going to sing it.
I don't know if you know, but listen,
you better start warming up.
I want to say something. Nicole's voice, she's got a kick butt.
Oh
voice
yeah,
too.
So
really,
She won second in a karaoke contest. Did she should have won first.
Yeah,
they
What'd
rigged it a little
what
bit.
What did you say?
They rigged it.
I sang. Oh my gosh, I sung Alicia Keys. Yeah. Right?
Can you give me a little?
Me softly.
No, can you give me a little?
I'm so raspy right
just
now.
Just something.
Come on.
I'm gonna
make
kick
sure.
out something.
Get the warm up going.
Get the
Let's
warm
go.
Up going. Get
what
everybody
did I sing?
Listening.
Oh, I sang "Killing Me Softly," and I sang
Fine Guy, you? Or no? I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't
want to.
Who
did you sing Killing Me Softly
if
by?
I got you with me, baby.
can you imagine, I'm very hoarse right now.
That's not my best. That was awesome.
She's in the cradle, and you have mom around there singing.
By the way, you hear stories like that all the time, and so it was great.
That was so good. It was horrible, but
I remember the first time I heard you sing. I was like, "Oh my God, it runs in the family."
But she's got the gift.
Thank you.
I sung to her every night.
Are you planning on doing any recording or anything like that?
So, going back to my experience in the circuit too, I had my own original rock group for a couple years. Sadly, had to part ways just because of
New experiences, and scheduling conflicts.
Mm-hmm. But we wrote all original music. It's out.
And they were awesome.
It's still out, like on Apple Music.
What's it called?
The band was called Reason for Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And till this day, I can't let my wife hear the name of that.
Till this day,
they are some of the most talented young artists. I say young because, like, they call us, like, in our 20s young artists.
Mm-hmm.
That I've ever worked with. Like, truly. And listen, like, you never know what's going to happen in life. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll come back together or, you know, and if not, it's always there as, like, an amazing memory.
Right.
Because I got to totally front a band, which I always wanted to do and still plan to do at some point again. And write, which was so cool. And write rock music, which I didn't really start liking rock music until I was like 13.
You started doing it.
Yeah.
So, just so I know.
So, is it on Amazon Music?
It's on iTunes? All streaming platforms. Reason for Revenge.
Okay, so tell people how to get it. So you can get it on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music.
YouTube, all streaming. It's on.
What type of music do you see? Like, if you were writing, and you talked about rock.
But if you know,
what type of music influenced you the most
in life?
Well, in life. but if you were to start, say, your own project again,
where would you go? Ballads.
No kidding.
Ballads. That's contemporary type stuff.
I mean,
contemporary, like R&B pop ballads.
Yeah.
I love Whitney Houston like so much. Celine Dion, who we were lucky enough to see. Back in 2020, February 2020.
Neither one of them have any range at all.
So can we ask you, besides the national anthem, to maybe do like a little...
Sure.
You know.
Ask whatever you want.
Sample.
Whatever you want me to sing.
Something small that you can kind of... Or sing the whole song.
You know what's interesting? Whatever you want to do. As a coach, I have... And it's a really interesting thing because not a lot of people have this. Okay.
Joe is a coach... An iron worker too. Did you tell
so
him?
Wear all the hats.
And a nightclub owner. Right. He owned a nightclub.
I've worn a lot of hats.
Yes.
A lot.
I love it.
And for a long time. Well, my dad got us into music and sports.
Okay.
And so we got into music, right? And then from promoting my band, mm-hmm. and we released a lot of cassettes and CDs and stuff. My brother was a big... I'm not even... Eight tracks. We did our first video and it was on national TV, right?
Oh my God.
And so we were so into it and we learned how to promote. So our gigs were sold out everywhere we went.
I love that.
When I got the opportunity to get in the nightclub business, my uncle had a liquor license and one thing led to another and we knew how to promote. Now, I didn't know what hip hop or techno was about, house music, mm-hmm. and that's what we were. It was massive. But I'll tell you, Roger, it's great for a relationship being in the club business. No, it's not. His voice is a saint. Yeah, so, having that passion, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've spent so much time. By the way, I have no question, I can't even barely talk, as you can tell.
I can't sing anything, but
I'll sit in a recording studio and have sat in a recording studio and with our vocalist.
Yeah.
And doing whatever it takes to get it right, to the point where he had no patience. But when you just brought up Whitney Houston, okay, and Celine Dion, it doesn't get any better. I love Whitney Houston. Okay,
yeah, she's incredible.
Oh my God! And I'm not a big Bobby Brown fan, as you can imagine.
No, but no. So yeah, she's. I wanted to ask you
that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. What was the name of your band?
So the band that got signed was called Cloning Einstein.
Cloning Einstein. Okay.
Yeah, and cool. So you could go on U2's website.
I will.
We did it with the band U2. We did one remake and they put it on their website. So
yeah. That's awesome.
And we charted. We had a couple charts. Now we were a rock band, and how we got our deal was, we did we started off doing an acoustic record. Next thing you know, it turned into a production project.
Mm-hmm.
And so a label that was interested in this before took the record, and we had two or three songs that charted. And the U2
awesome.
Record, I mean, but I would spend my entire existence in the recording studio and writing. So when you talk about writing, I love the process.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their own style. I mean, I love the process. I miss it more than anything.
Mm.
But it's when you can get a writing partner that you feel comfortable with, you know.
That's the key. That's the key. So I'll be honest.
Honesty's not important on this show.
I have such a love hate with the writing process because I can express how I feel, but to put that in words and try to write a song, or like our EP we did, It was, oh my God.
A collaboration?
No, they call it something when it's like about something else. It's not about your own personal experience. It's like we loosely based it off of like a movie.
A concept?
Concept, yeah. Exactly. It was a concept EP. So like that was cool because like it took me out of the box and like it took me into like watching things and like it's hard rock. So we wrote about like
all. Did you write lyrics and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Is it true though what
so
they
hard.
Say about songwriters? Because especially like all the stuff going on with P. Diddy right now. You
please.
Know? So
don't
you
get
have,
me
like,
started.
I know.
Please.
But like a guy like Eminem, right? No, but think about it. Eminem's stories, when he tells a story, when he's rapping in his music, he's telling you what happened in his life. Now, how much of that is true, false, made up just for the song? Like, well, I never know.
It depends on the artist. True. I mean, you know, like, I mean, you have...
I mean, he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Well, you heard all this stuff. I can't say it. I mean, have a hit on me by P. Diddy, but you know, there was a lot of stuff going on there.
There's so
problems.
Much.
He's got his own problems.
It's
he's not
so
about
sad.
Us.
It's so sad.
But you know what? You know what's cool about what you do though? You're doing weddings and stuff like that. You make money. We
have.
And so there's a fine line there. Like in other
it's a
words,
dream. It's competitive. It's cutthroat industry.
It is
something that you know. It's not even sometimes because the great ones may not get discovered. And it's like you know you just have to keep exposing yourself and staying at it, staying at it, staying at it.
It's a business.
Slow, constant progress. Mm-hmm. Right. So you see all these people just like blow up like on TikTok or.
Yeah.
Whatever, Instagram, YouTube, and it's like they're like an overnight sensation, then you don't hear of them again. Even the people like on American Idol, The Voice, like everybody's always like, why are you on The Voice? Why are you on American Idol? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
that's not my goal. That's not your goal? Or
the goal for me was never to, and it's still not my goal. Like everybody's like, well, don't you want to be famous? And like, don't you want to be like on this huge tour and blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I'd love to be on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be famous.
Yeah.
Fame wasn't something that really, she never aspired to be.
No, never. And like going to Berkeley and talking to people, well, I want to be famous and I'm here to become famous.
Yeah, it's a skewed.
No,
it's a
skewed view.
The people who say that, I want to be famous, very often are not famous. They never become famous because you can't say, I want to be famous. And they become famous for the wrong reasons.
For sure.
So, you know, you have, and I mentioned the Kardashians. I mean, that was... the start of her career with the leaked sex tape and all that, the accidentally leaked sex tape and all that, was just to put her out on the platform.
By the way, that could go the wrong way.
Sure.
You know, my.
Well, I still look at her as that woman. Like, because,
well,
you know, you
compromise. People compromise.
Yeah. You know what's interesting
integrity.
About that?
Their integrity. That's what it is.
You talk about that, and I had no idea about this. This is a totally different direction. So
it's okay.
We always go in totally different directions.
What I was going to say is my wife has watched that Pam Anderson you know, it's like a movie or series, right?
Yeah.
That sex tape ruined her life. Like, you would think, I had no idea. I thought it was Pam Anderson and that stuff. And then it didn't. She had all kinds of offers.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Right, like, right.
And I didn't really watch it, but the scumbags had stole that thing. And was, you know, and so my point is, so it just happened to
forever.
Work out for Kim.
When they bury Pamela Anderson and Kim Kardashian, they will remember her for what she was famous for.
Maybe, but guess what? Kim Kardashian and her family, their mother directed, they're making billions. Pam went the other way.
Yeah.
She lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
So it's not a, but
sad.
It is sad.
It was timing as well, though.
I'm sorry, Marla's saying something. I don't know what it is.
I said we should go to breaks and get her, because I can't believe this is like flying by. And I wanted to get you prepped. And we're going to take a quick break.
We are going to. Oh.
You like that?
Oh, she just got me right.
It is my show, you know.
We're going to have you right
about that. I mean, you know it.
Yo. Next time you get here, Nicole, it'll just be the Marla Vittera.
I was just going to say.
Just because you sit next to the computer.
Outside.
Right.
Doesn't make you prime time.
There's nothing on that computer except the time.
The time.
We're going to have more from the Pro to Pro Hour with Marla Vittera in just a minute.
Thank you.
Suffering a work injury or a personal injury can be a very traumatizing experience, particularly when your local pharmacy refuses to fill your prescriptions. This won't happen with Synergy Pharmacy. Synergy Pharmacy is a workers' compensation and personal injury pharmacy focused on providing high-quality physician-prescribed medications to injured individuals, even if the case is in litigation. Synergy Pharmacy works on behalf of their clients to get their medications quickly processed and delivered directly to their homes within 24 to 48 hours, and there are no out-of-pocket costs to the patient. Synergy Pharmacy is a family-owned pharmacy that cares about injured workers and those suffering from personal injuries such as motor vehicles or other types of injuries. At Synergy Pharmacy, the patient comes first. That's Synergy Pharmacy at www.synergyscripts.com. That's synergyscripts.com. Call 484-328-4700.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Imani wouldn't be here if it wasn't for St. Jude, and I can't imagine a better place to be.
You know, it's a cliche thing to say, but I feel like my faith in humanity has been restored. The second we arrived here, we had food, housing, transportation, treatment, you name it, it was taken care of by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. There was not a single other care in the world except for Imani, because St. Jude made that happen. The best way I can really describe it is, this is heaven on earth. To the people who donate to St. Jude, you know, I just want them to know that I don't think anyone in this world or anything in this world has given me a greater gift. We came as two desperate parents, and they saved our daughter's life.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Eleanor steals your heart. She was diagnosed at 5 weeks old, a type of leukemia, and it's associated with Down syndrome. Being able to come to St. Jude was a blessing and the best place for her. Talking to the doctors and nurses, they were on top of it. They got this, we got this, it's gonna be okay, and we're gonna get through this. Here, it's like a celebration of life. There's so much great stuff happening. The doctors and nurses are her best friends, and you can tell that they love her, and you could tell she loves them, and that relationship is just amazing. We're just so grateful for them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pro Hour, Marvin Vittorello. Fantastic broadcast.
What's up?
Yeah, lots going on. Of course, with our host, Marvin Vittorello, of course, yeah. Nicole Brunetti's here.
Hello.
Synergy Pharmacy's in the house, by the way.
We're going to Facebook Live, right?
Right.
Everybody should put it on Facebook Live.
Okay.
We're going to do that. I want to shout out Synergy Pharmacy for making it happen.
You're welcome. Listen. We love this. This is what
we're
about.
What makes it possible is obviously Synergy Pharmacy and the talent that we have, from Synergy and the sponsorship. So, of course, Antonia Brunetti's here and Roger Burke is in the house. Shout out to TJ and the crew in the producer's room.
Yes.
So we're going to have a special. Here we go. By the way, little if you place the if you place the camera, the phone, which is videoing right now, in a specific direction, it puts on 35 pounds. Not that direction.
It didn't do anything.
It's the background light. Just letting you know.
So, guys, we're just I'm going to flip this camera around real quick, if I can figure out how to do it. Hi, everybody. We're here live in the studio. We got Joe D back here. And we are live on the radio. We have Nicole Brunetti.
Hi.
Am I getting Nicole?
Hello.
Hello. And Antonia Brunetti.
Hi.
And we have Roger Burke from the Marine Corps. And we are going to do a little special tribute to our national anthem. And we are going to record this live in-house with Antonia Brunetti singing the
this
national
is the first,
anthem.
This is the first, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, TJ gets up. You want to come in here in a little duet action, TJ? Or you got that sore throat today?
My voice might crack the windows.
He says his voice will crack the windows.
And we would need a glazer, so. But no, this is an exciting moment, if you will.
All right, we're getting people on. You guys ready?
Might want to turn
you want to stand
headphones
up?
Down a little bit, because yeah. she belts this.
She's got pipes.
You might want to step back.
You
want to
stand up?
I don't know.
I would like to stand up, but
yeah,
stand up. I don't know.
No, pull
yeah,
it up.
Stand up. Yeah,
pull
you,
it up.
Yeah,
pull
you
it
can,
up?
Yeah, you can pull it up.
There you go.
That's, you know.
Keep going. All right, how about the mic? Just lift the microphone up. Can you do that?
So yeah, we're about to get a spec.
That's how high it goes.
That's fine. I'll sit.
You want to sit?
That's fine. I'll sit. Okay. I'm good. I'm okay. Are we going now?
Yeah, you're live, girl.
Yeah, let's do it. That, you know, let's whenever you're on your count.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was say does that
Star Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
My God.
I mean, that was awesome. And to sing it a cappella.
Unreal.
I mean, this is
a small little studio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was a first. Here comes TJ and Roger, and the three of us are going to go at it.
Okay, Roger, now it is your turn. Roger that. Did you get that?
He's been flying all night.
He's flying all night. He's like, I got to walk in and compete with that voice.
Wait. Rod's going to go, I guess you ever bring me back in the studio again, I swear to
God. He's like, bro, I'm done.
That's
Roger does sing, though.
He does sing. Make
he does sing. What do you sing?
I don't.
He does a mean karaoke. Yes, he does.
All right. So
wait a minute. Hold on. After, you're at the bar after a couple, I'm being, sorry, Louie or something like that. We're not singing in that.
Frank.
Oh, yeah.
You're singing Frank Sinatra.
Well, listen, everybody thinks they can sing in the shower.
Well,
I mean, I think
you bring up Frank Sinatra,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm a connoisseur of a great vocalist, right? Mm-hmm. You know how good Frank is when you hear other people sing him, in other words, anybody have their favorite Frank Sinatra song? I got mine.
I have mine.
Oh man,
I did it my way.
That's a good one.
Raj,
obviously, you got one, Raj.
Summer Winds.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite too.
Well, wait. Do you want to sing one more thing before while we're on Facebook Live?
Wait a second.
What do you want to do? Like Whitney? Or
it was a very good year. Anybody? You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a very good year.
Oh, yeah. When I was 17. It's one of the great ones.
Yeah, that was great.
See? Nicole can sing.
Is there anything else
that you can?
What do you want to
leave our viewers with?
Anything specific?
Well, we're picking up some people.
What I'd like? Yeah, we got to do it. How much time we got, TJ? Okay, and do we have a show coming right after us?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Stan, by the way, is the best, and he's he's in no hurry, right? I mean, we're joking. We love Stan.
I can go grab him.
Yeah. Now he'll be in here making sure, we're out of here on time. But yeah, we got 10 minutes, anything you like to sing.
You have something in mind? We don't want to put you on the spot. If not,
why? You're fine.
We appreciate you.
I love that attitude, man.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Raj, do you want to hear anything? Any requests?
I don't know. What do you think?
maybe I did that Whitney song at the TV station that one time. Greatest Love of All.
Oh, that's a good one.
A little snippet.
Just a snippet. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you, man, you're starting at the highest. The national anthem and then Whitney Houston.
And then Whitney Houston. Unreal. All right, here we go.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me.
That's really
unreal.
Crap.
Thank you.
Mother of God.
You thought you can sing.
Yeah, I did.
You really thought you can sing.
I sing a lot of Henry Rollins. Anybody knows who that is. My God, that is fantastic.
Is she not amazing, guys? First of all, remember this name, Antonia Brunetti, right here. okay? Thank because you. She is unstoppable. She is amazing.
And she is brave.
Seriously the best. Like she's brave and put on the spot to sing the anthem and now Whitney Houston. So we really appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I don't think people really realize, and I'm not saying, that high difficulty of those two, and I'm talking about without music, man.
Right.
So you are what I would call fearless. Talented and
iconic, beautiful inside and out. And I think that is the biggest piece of it because when you hear her sing, you can hear her heart.
That's a beautiful.
It's true.
That's
beautiful. It is. You sing from your heart. You sing from the person that you are.
What I was going to say is, you know, it's interesting. You know, when you and there's no here I am telling people I'm not talking. I'm like, but one of the things you cannot coach. Okay. You kind of can, but it's not, is the ability to perform. We do a lot of lawyers on these shows. And what ends up happening is we'll talk about the law and sports.
Right.
And a lot, because you're performing in front of a jury. Okay.
Sure.
And you're giving the opening speech. And,
yeah.
But one of the things that I would say to somebody, even my own son, I would say, there's two ways you can look at performing in life. You can be afraid to make a mistake and you will. Or you can get out there and say, look at me, I got this. I want That's them true. To see what I got. That's what you just right. did.
And it doesn't matter if I make a mistake or not. If I sang from my heart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, do it afraid.
Well, let me ask this quick question, though. Bring that up. What happens if you wake up and you're sick? Or, like, you know how you get a laryngitis for, you know, overusing? How do you handle that?
I go anyway. One
show must go on.
Yeah, that and... Like, I hate missing.
Yeah.
Like, I really hate missing.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, and I can't wait to go to the ball, but I hate missing.
But what's interesting about this, and by the way, she's pointing at Roger, ladies and gentlemen.
They're so cute.
Let me just say this, though. What you just said is a mindset, okay, of performing. You know, I mean, I'm just calling it the way it is. I mean, by the way, Mom, talk about like, and we only have a couple minutes left, but that disposition that you could do anything and be fearless, okay? Because let me tell you something. Here's what they say about public speaking. And by the way, you're like the best I ever met, and I haven't even, you're not afraid of sing publicly, let alone, but let me just say this.
Yeah.
People would rather be dead than sing publicly. So what's Jerry Seinfeld or one of them,
dead than be on the radio show. You know how many people fear?
No, but listen what they say, which means you'd rather be in the box than giving the eulogy. So my point is, that's how rare it is in your mindset. And the fact that you're doing what, you know, it's fearless. You know how rare that is? And you got a great voice.
Thank you.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing.
It is what it is. But I will say, I can't talk in front of people, in front of a crowd of people.
Oh, you can.
No, I'm not kidding.
You just get nervous.
I get so nervous, and I'm like, I fumble over my words, and I'm trying to explain
it's
can't.
It's interesting you say that.
Well, but look, you are speaking in front of a bunch of people
I feel like we're having a conversation right now. Totally different than presenting
something.
Listen,
we only got a minute left.
Go ahead.
Go around the horn. No, man. I could go on for hours.
Me too.
And I'll give you one tip, because my first public speaking gig, I did it in front of all these union leaders, and I read, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made. And then I realized one thing. They don't know what I'm going to say. So guess what? You can't screw up as long as you don't say bad words or you're not reciting Macbeth and they know what the play
there you
is. Go. They don't know. So you just keep, and by the way, you ask every good public speaker who's not a singer, ask them if they'd be afraid of singing in public, and damn yes. So I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Pro Marla Vitterell. I want to thank Marla Vitterell for putting this awesome showcase together. We want to thank Nicole Brunetti. Of course, Antonio Brunetti, our singer.
Thank you so much.
Roger Burke for being in the house. TJ.
And his service for being a Marine Corps. We love you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger, for your service, sir. And we want to thank Synergy Pharmacy for making it happen.
On behalf of everybody on
the panel, I'm Joe Dougherty. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.